It was on the night of Halloween. Emily and her best friend, Jaden, had gone to their locality's police station to find out if they had got any leads on Sonia, her little sister, who was missing since a week, but luck wasn't in their favor. On the way back, Emily asked Jaden, "Do you really think they will find her?" And Jaden replied, "Of course, she's bound to turn up somewhere." Since it was late, Jaden suggested that they take a shortcut through the forest. "This place is giving me really creepy vibes. How did you even find this route?" said Emily. "I was just wandering around," he replied. As they walked through the dark forest, Emily was pushed against the forest floor. That's when the slight wind stopped and everything went ghost quiet. "Ow!" cried out Emily. She slowly got up. "I really like this place, Emily," said Jaden.
Jaden, this is not the time for jokes. Something just pushed me against the ground," said Emily, looking around for her best friend frantically, but she could only hear his voice.
"I am your best friend, right?" asked Jaden.
Emily did a full 360 turn, but still couldn't spot him.
"I am your best friend, right?" yelled Jaden.
"Yes, you are my best friend," said Emily, scared and confused.
"Then why did you call me a thing?" yelled Jaden, and he jumped down from the tree branch he was on, grabbed on Emily by the neck, and threw her against a tree bark. This happened at the speed of light. Emily's back felt like it broke into half, and her neck was forming a bruise. She looked up to see Jaden with white fangs and bright red eyes. Then it clicked.
"You're a vampire," stuttered Emily. "That's better," said Jaden, smirking, and he walked closer to her. Emily tried to stand up, but the pain in her back was unbearable. He crouched down to her and said,
"Now, since you were a perfect cover for me, I will give you two options here. Either join me and become a vampire or die like your sister."
"You killed my sister," said Emily in a hoarse voice.
Suddenly, the pain in her back was nothing compared to the amount of anger and shock that coursed through her. "Of course I did. She was getting too suspicious about the town's disappearances, so I decided it's time she disappeared too. Sometimes meddling in others' work isn't always a good idea," said Jaden, laughing.
Emily slapped him and yelled, "How could you?"
Jaden slowly turned his face back to look at her. He glared at her with his red eyes, making it scarier. Now it was personal.
"Well, that just slapped off your first option. Guess we will have to go with the second one then," said Jaden.
He picked her up by the throat and dragged her back up against the tree bark. Emily choked and tried to get his hands off her neck, but her tries were in vain. His grip was like iron. Then Jaden took a step forward and sank his fangs in her neck. He was sucking her blood. Emily started getting black spots in her vision because of the lack of oxygen and blood, which resulted in her passing out. When Emily regained consciousness, she was on a bed, and every part of her body felt like pins and needles. Her back and neck hurt the most.
"Thank goodness you're awake." She jerked a bit and turned to the sound of the voice. It was from Jaden, who was sitting right next to her. She started moving away from him, panicking.
"Hey, relax. You're safe here. The police found you in the forest but couldn't trace your attacker. I wish I had known that Sonia was missing. I would have been back from my grandmother's place sooner and you wouldn't have had to walk through the forest alone," said Jaden. This confused Emily a lot, but she didn't say anything.
"We will get through this. Don't worry. The police will find Sonia soon. I'll help you find her myself once you're all right.
You never know though, because she might turn up before you're all healthy," said Jaden, smiling.
"You will?" asked Emily.
"Of course. I'm your best friend, right?"